Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, going to be partly cloudy with a high today near 70. Right now in Kenosha, 60 degrees. Also 60 in Burlington, 60 in Milwaukee, 61 in Racine. The fate of Kenosha truck driver Dennis Brantner, accused of murdering Sturtevant's Barrett Beck in 1990, now in the hands of the jury after a packed courtroom which included members of Beck's family heard closing arguments. While defense attorney Craig Powell said that no one can put Brantner in Fond du Lac at the time of Beck's murder, district attorney Eric Toney asked the jury to rely on the physical evidence and the testimony. And he said the defense theory of a master criminal setting Brantner up, that didn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. It's a goofy ghost story. He was caught cold in that interview and had to say something.
He offered his own theory, did Tony, that Brantner stumbled across Beck as she was changing clothes in her van, strangled her with the patio she had purchased at a store in Fond du Lac. Well, after months of working out the legalese and who pays for what, the Racine Finance and Personnel Committee is now supporting a police department partnership with Racine Unified when it comes to school safety and officers in the buildings. Chief Art Howell said this will enhance efforts in the schools where liaison officers have existed for years, while also helping to coordinate the department's efforts at crime prevention.
By virtue of having people staffing these areas, your call for service volume is actually diminished because you're... So this administrator that we're going to reassign, we believe that having this person oversee what happens in the school system is going to actually relieve us from having to answer calls for service because they're already there.
Chief Howell added that this will give his command staff assigned to the operation the kind of control and enhanced capabilities that have been missing up to this point. Alderman Mike Shields likening the move to unified and community policing. The Finance Committee's recommendation going to the full council next week. The school board has yet to vote on the agreement. A former warden at a western Wisconsin prison with his own legal problems to deal with, 45-year-old Bradley Humpy, who ran the Stanley Correctional Institution, he got arrested for disorderly conduct, turned himself into authorities in Chippewa Falls. He was still working at the prison at the time. It was alleged he was involved in a domestic situation at his home in Colburn this past weekend. The man fatally injured when he struck a deer with his motorcycle this past weekend in Caledonia has been identified as 30-year-old Kyle Felton of Caledonia. Felton airlifted to Frederick Hospital by Flight for Life late Saturday evening. The accident discovered apparently by another motorcyclist at Highway V and Stephanie Way. Racine County Medical Examiner Mike Payne indicated that Felton had passed away Sunday night. The accident still under investigation at this point. Felton was 30 years old. He had gotten married about 5 months ago. He also became an organ donor at the time of his passing. Residents along the lakeshore in Mount Pleasant may soon have some access to materials to help them shore up their crumbling bluffs, but it could be costly. Village President Jerry Garski at last night's meeting said that he's been working with the DNR trying to find materials to place along the lakeshore to reduce the erosion that's being caused by the high water levels.
We are also talking with the DOT for some concrete up off of the zoo interchange. They got some pipes and things up there. And they also told me that the Waukegan Airport, they're ripping up some runways, so they got some thick concrete in that area.
Garski adding that the homeowners would likely have to pay the cost of moving the concrete and the items, placing it along the lakeshore, says he's heard from Congressman Ryan's office, the request for engineering help from the Army Corps of Engineers, and they're still looking at that. At least a dozen homes, of course, along the lakeshore in Mount Pleasant, plus others in Kenosha County, all the way north to Milwaukee, being threatened by that erosion along the lakeshore. Mowing the lawn, common chore for a lot of kids. New study out says that can be pretty dangerous as well. John Stolness with that story.
According to data taken from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, more than 9,000 kids under the age of 20 are injured every year mowing the lawn. More than a third of the injured children were under the age of 12, the age that the American Academy of Pediatrics says should be the youngest a child is allowed to operate a push mower by themselves. About 8 in 10 of those injured were boys, and the injuries included cuts, burns, broken bones, amputations, and injuries caused by projectiles thrown up by the mower. Most of the injuries affected the hands and fingers, followed by toes, feet, face, and eyes. I'm John Stolness.
And the State Department of Transportation has been told by Governor Scott Walker, have your full budget request ready to go in 2 months, a little earlier than usual. It's usually November. Governor's memo to Secretary Mark Gottlieb says the September 15th submission date is because of a desire for a full public discussion. Gottlieb said recently that budget they'll present will not include any new taxes or ways to pay for road improvements. Governor had charged him with having a budget proposal with specific priorities and cost savings that could be passed along through local road aids and highway maintenance funding. The governor to present his budget plan to the legislature early next year. The Mount Pleasant Village Board last night approving the hiring of a new finance director, a position that has been vacant for more than 6 months. It came after a closed session, the board voting unanimously for Kay Magar, who is currently the finance director in Suamico, a village near Green Bay. Trustee Gary Feast said it was necessary to fill the position, but he wasn't exactly happy with the contract offered to her.
There are parts of her contract that, in general, I'm not a big fan of, but in this instance, I'm willing to go the extra mile. I think this woman is extremely capable, and in the entire situation, this is really going to be one big benefit for the village.
Salary to be $105,000. That position had been vacant since the sudden departure last winter of Terry Gayhart. She entered into what was termed a separation agreement with the village after holding the job for less than 2 years. State Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca and the Kenosha Area Chamber of Commerce hosting a business development summit this morning into early afternoon at Kemper Center. Among the other participants, representatives from the U.S. Small Business Administration, Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, Kenosha Area Business Alliance, the Women's Business Initiative Corporation, Wisconsin Business Development, and Wisconsin Small Business Development Center. About 60 people went to a listening session held by Governor Walker at the Summers Town and Village Halls yesterday, one of several dozen people that have been held around the state in advance of budget preparations. The session, as they have all been, closed to coverage by the media. Only people who got invitations allowed inside. Attendees nominated by area lawmakers, both Republican and Democrats. State Senator Bob Wirtz, the Kenosha Democrat, calling it a sham, though, and a con job, said all of this listening session stuff should be open to the public.
We have free and open communication. We have disagreements, but we talk over our disagreements, and that's the way it should be. So the governor hides from the public when he's in Madison, and when he's on the road, uses severe censorship on public opinion, and I think that's a bad thing to do.
State Representative Todd Onstead said audience members were first asked what they perceived to be good about Wisconsin, then how it could be made better. A number of issues, he said, were raised, but no substantive debate really took place. 28 schools, including two serving Eastern Racine and Kenosha counties, registered to participate in the state's new special needs scholarship program for the upcoming school year. It allows a child with a disability who meets eligibility requirements to get a scholarship to attend a participating private school. Parents and guardians may begin to apply for these scholarships on Friday, the program included as part of the current biennial state budget. Included in the application process, Concordia Lutheran School in Sturtevant and the Renaissance School, which has campuses in Racine and Kenosha. The Gus Macher 3-on-3 basketball tournament has been a staple on Racine's lakefront for the past 6 years. But it's not going to happen this year because of the lack of volunteers, according to the event's chairman, Steve Bozzo, with the sponsoring law firm of Habish, Habish & Rotier. The tournament last year, held by Gateway Technical College in early August, had 140 teams, including women, competing. Such notables as NBA veteran and Racine native Caron Butler and retiring St. Catharines coach Bob Letch provided some of the additional attention for the dunk contest. Bozzo says it comes down to the need for volunteers, including the game officials and the scorekeepers, for 2 days. The next closest Gus Macher tournament will be Sheboygan on August the 6th and the 7th. Speaking of Bob Letch, you think about him when you think of St. Catharines boys basketball. He announced his retirement recently. A couple of years ago, he was almost forced to leave, but for a community uprising against a very unpopular move by the school's president at the time in reference to a student's eligibility.
I went to my review, which I never had in 48 years, but the new president, he wanted everybody to have reviews, which was, you know, to me is ridiculous. If you got a problem, all my ADs that I had great ADs, John McGuire and Tom Scheller and Jeff Tarkowski and Chuck Wood. If we had a problem, we would sit down and talk about it. But this guy, you know, he wrote me up.
But Letch was brought back. He retires with 661 wins. To him, though, John McGuire, for whom he played and who did some coaching for him, he was the best in Wisconsin. As for Bob Letch in the future, well, you might get to hear him on WRJN high school basketball games this fall with Dick Recepha. Said he did a couple this past year, and they were fun. And we've gotten word today that former University of Tennessee women's basketball coach Pat Summitt has died at the age of 64. She had been suffering from Alzheimer's disease since 2011, her condition worsening in recent days, her family asking for prayers. In her Hall of Fame career, Pat Summitt led the Lady Vols to 1,098 victories and 8 national championships. WRJN.com, that is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.